Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's Wisconsin's Midday News. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Matzik and Jessica Tye.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. We are here at the Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive, right at the campus of Capco Metal Stamping, our annual initiative that we are behind, and so are the great folks at Capco. We're in like Santa's workshop here right now, Jessica, right in the middle of it.
I feel like we are two elves and we are ready to wrap, but you actually don't need to wrap. This is a big deal because this is the 20th anniversary for Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive, and tomorrow is the huge day, the celebration of giving from 3 until 7.
Already some toys being dropped off here from folks who live in the area. If you are stopping by the area, plenty of places to stop by and grab a toy, then bring it on in here and drop it off. As for wrapping, we will not be wrapping. At least you don't want me to do that. I would guess you're a very good gift wrapper, though.
I try to be. I always like having a lot of ribbon and getting those edges tight. And you know what? We have elves outside right now who are working on all the finishing touches before the big celebration of giving tomorrow. They're working on the stage right now. I saw a little Snoopy Santa out there. All the lights are up. The trees are up. It's so festive. It's awesome.
Very cool. Stop by. We'll be here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Wisconsin's Afternoon News. We'll be popping in afterwards until 6. Some big stories that we're following here as we hit the noon hour on a Friday.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Freezing temperatures and a lack of nearby fire hydrants created challenging conditions today for firefighters trying to put out the flames at Bass Bay Brew House in Muskego. The flames just ripped through the development. The brew house basically burned to the ground. Fire started around 6 this morning. When Test Quarters firefighters got to the scene, they say flames were spreading throughout the building and heavy smoke was rushing up into the air. We're told everyone who was inside was able to get out safely. This brew house, it is a fixture in Muskego, right along the water there. It's not only a restaurant, but an event space, too. Many weddings are held there. The family has been in the business for nearly 70 years. The cause of the fire has not been determined yet. Crew spent much of the morning putting out the flames and making sure no hot spots flared up. Then that investigation will really ramp up to figure out what exactly caused this. Bass Bay Brew House has been a long-standing part of the community. So many people are feeling this loss. Coming up at 12:15, we'll talk with a Muskego couple who is supposed to have their baby shower at the brew house this weekend.
Well, number two, a former head football coach at a Big Ten university in a courtroom today.
Former Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore remains behind bars, expected to make his first court appearance today for allegations of assault. His arrest Wednesday came just hours after the University of Michigan announced in a statement it had fired the 39-year-old married father of three, with cause effective immediately, saying credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member.
A lot more issues than that. So Sharon Moore is a head football coach at University of Michigan. He gets fired earlier this week. Shortly after he was fired due to this inappropriate relationship with a female staffer, he goes over to the staffer's house, allegedly, and starts threatening her life while wielding a knife, and then threatens to kill himself. Keep in mind, this guy's married with three kids. So the University of Michigan fires him with cause. If they don't fire him with cause, then he's due $13.9 million as part of a buyout. But as police were cascading upon this female staffer's home, Sharon Wright left. He fled, and he was found at a church. So he is in court today. No formal charges have yet been filed. Those could come down a little bit later this afternoon, but very bizarre story developing here from the world of college football.
Yeah, so many twists and turns with that one. Well, Arctic air plunges into the Great Lakes tonight here in southeastern Wisconsin. A cold weather advisory goes into effect at midnight and lasts through 10 a.m. Sunday. It is going to be cold. And we won't be the only ones dealing with the dangerously cold weather. Here's ABC's Sam Champion.
We have extreme cold warnings with about wind chills of 40 to 45 below zero. Chicagoland, first day, you're into it. Now, Saturday into Sunday, this starts to drop toward Indy, also into Louisville with big cold temperatures.
Wind chills in southeastern Wisconsin could reach 25 below zero this weekend. Bundle up and be careful. TMJ4 chief meteorologist Brian Znansky will join us coming up in the next hour to detail when it's going to be the worst and when we'll get some relief.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Pretty normal temperatures today, I would say. It feels like a winter day, but it's going to feel much worse than that coming up a little later this weekend. Coming up next, think about your favorite neighborhood bar or restaurant. Now imagine it being gone, burned to the ground here just a couple of weeks before Christmas. That is the case in southeastern Wisconsin. We'll bring you the details after this.
We're on top of breaking developments in Muskego, where a fire just devastated Bass Bay Brewhouse in Muskego this morning. Firefighters spent hours in the brutally cold weather trying to put out the flames. There is significant damage. The loss is being felt by many, including Matthew Mikolajczyk and his wife. They were supposed to have their baby shower at the restaurant this weekend. Matthew joins us live now. Thanks for chatting with us during this very hectic time, Matthew.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
So, Matthew, when did you first hear about the fire, and what were your initial thoughts as you learned the venue is burning down right before your big event?
First thing this morning, getting up, my wife had just, was getting ready for work, had found out, hey, on a local page, Bass Bay Brewhouse is on fire. Initial thoughts were, you really can't make this one up. Absolutely devastating. I'm actually a Muskego native. Went to Muskego High School, been to Bass Bay many, many times, and it was just very heartbreaking to hear about this.
Matthew, we were talking about places that are part of the fabric of a community, and this certainly appears to be one of those kinds of places, so meaningful that you chose it for one of the major events in your life. Just how meaningful a place was this to you?
Very meaningful. I mean, especially growing up in Muskego, Bass Bay Brewhouse, is a staple and will always be a staple in Muskego. Everybody knows that, even no matter where you are in southeast Wisconsin. Local place obviously gives that local brew house Midwest vibes, and, just down-to-earth people, and it's just devastating.
So you're shocked upon hearing the news. You're sad now because you have this big event, your baby shower, that's supposed to be there this weekend. Are you now scrambling? How many people did you have coming and from where? And how are you getting the word out to all these people?
Yeah, we're still scrambling. Over 70 people, which is pretty good for a baby shower. Have people come in from different states. My parents just moved to Florida and just, came in yesterday. So, we're kind of scrambling around, but, we're trying to make something work for Sunday.
So you're still going to try to celebrate?
Absolutely. Why not?
Have you heard from the brew house yet? Have they reached out to you?
Not personally. They may have reached out to my wife. I have not heard anything yet, but I do know a lot of people that live around that area itself, right by Bass Bay, and I just hope everybody's doing well and was safe in the biggest thing.
Looking at where it's located, right off the water here in Muskego, just a great place, good-sized place, right? It's always going to be busy at a place like that. As we see drone footage with the smoke billowing into the air, was it visible to you at any point here? As I know you're from that area, but after watching the video, you can certainly see the damage. I'm wondering just how visible it was to folks in that area. It seems to be kind of right on the water, but also part of a neighborhood.
Yes, I mean, you're looking right off even, you're right by Moreland and Racine Avenue. You can still see a good amount of smoke. Get closer, and it's you can see it for miles. It's really devastating, and, it was a big fire.
I was curious if the brew house had reached out to you just because I didn't know where they are in that whole process. And you can imagine that right now, their family, who's been in the business for nearly 70 years at this point, is just devastated as well and dealing with this in a different fashion. I guess, what is your message to the community as you realize how much that family is dealing with as they look at their establishment burning to the ground? And you have, this is a big deal for you guys too, but it's different.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Muskego's strong. Obviously, there's always been stuff that's happened, in the past couple decades. We'll obviously come back. I know the family will come back. Bass Bay will come back even stronger. Community will come together. Obviously, when we have our baby shower, obviously donations will go to Bass Bay as well. And I hope everybody obviously just joins together but obviously comes back and even stronger.
Matthew, do you know the owners?
I do not know personally, but I obviously a couple people that do work there are good friends of mine and myself and my wife.
Speaking of your wife, Matthew, I have to ask how she's doing, because nothing against the men here, but you know how it is when the ladies are planning an event, and especially your wife, you know, do with the baby. How is she doing with all of this?
Obviously, when work, you know, woke up, it was very stressful. Obviously, how are we going to do this? You know, this is never on the scorecard or the parlay, as people call it. It never should be. We're doing a lot better. Still, obviously, a little stressful, but obviously, I keep her calm, especially, you know, with her being due in March, trying to, you know, keep her calm as possible and figuring out something that we can make happen in that area.
Oh, goodness. Well, we will be thinking about you. It's so nice that you'll be getting some donations for the family at the brew house as well. And congratulations on the baby. I hope you can celebrate to the best of your capacity despite this devastating fire in Muskego. We appreciate your time today, Matthew.
Thank you very much.
That's Matthew Mikhailichik. He and his wife were supposed to have a baby shower at Bass Bay Brew House in Muskego, but they woke up this morning and they found out that flames were just taking over the event space.
You think about a restaurant of that size, too, right? This is a pretty good-sized place, and it's a brew house, right? They do beer. They've got brewery equipment. I mean, there's nothing small about the fire, the operation. Right there, just a charming place, great place right on the water in Muskego.
It's stunning, stunning.
And you could see the flames across the lake, right, just given where it was, and the smoke, of course, billowing in the air. So it's part of a, you know, the fabric of the community there, right? You can't think about Muskego without thinking about this place. And now it's gone, and hopefully they are able to rebuild and come back stronger, bigger, better than ever. You can already sense the community will get behind any sort of effort to bring this back and be better than ever.
Well, and there are so many people who have memories of this spot, right? You have Matthew and his wife who were hoping to create new memories this weekend with the baby shower. But you have people who are like, my grandparents just celebrated their 50th anniversary at Bass Bay Brew House. You also have people say, I was there for my birthday, or we had our wedding there. I mean, there are numerous weddings that take place there too. So just, you know, devastating for the community and certainly the family involved in the restaurant.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A lot goes into planning a baby shower, any event. Around something that big and that magnitude of planning a baby shower. Never easy. Wisconsin's Midday News on WTMJ. Check out our podcast, Built by Siding Unlimited, Truly Siding, and a whole lot more. We got a lot of stuff coming up here on the program today, including a conversation with Pat Hughes, former Brewers radio play-by-play man and great friend of Bob Uecker's. He's got incredible stories and an incredible archived CD that you might want to get your hands on here this holiday season. Never a bad time to talk baseball and the great Bob Uecker. Pat Hughes will join us coming up at about 12:35. Step aside here for news, and then it's back to our Kids to Kids toy drive here at Capco Metal Stamping. If you're in the area, please stop by, drop off an unwrapped and unused toy. If you need to grab one, no problem. There's a Dick's nearby. There's a Target nearby. There's pretty much anything
you're
need
right.
nearby.
You're right. If you're in the area right now, there's so many areas just to stop on by, and it doesn't have to be much. One toy can make a huge difference this holiday season.
No doubt. We'd love to see you out here between noon and 3. Wisconsin's Afternoon News will continue from 3 to 6. News coming up here on WTMJ.
Take me out to the bar.
Think some warm thoughts, shall we, here, as the Arctic blast is about to penetrate our bones and soul here over the weekend. That might be over-dramatizing, but
yeah,
maybe
that's
not.
A little dramatic. A little sensationalizing, Greg.
So growing up in the Madison area and ultimately moving into Brookfield when I was in fourth grade, part of my soundtrack to summer was Bob Uecker and his longtime co-host, Pat Hughes. That was Brewers baseball. And every night that I would listen on my radio to the Brewers while falling asleep, my parents would come in and turn the volume down just a little bit. And then they would leave, and I would get out of bed and go turn the volume back up just
a little bit. Just notch it up one more.
Yes, I wanted to listen to baseball going to bed, and I was listening to Pat Hughes and Bob Uecker because that's what you did. Like, that was baseball, and I was interested. And they were part of the fabric of our summers. And Pat Hughes called me yesterday to remind me of a great project that he worked on. And he started several years ago, but it's worth bringing back up. And it is simply a compilation of Bob's best moments, capturing the essence of Bob Uecker in audio form. Pat put out a CD, a tribute to Bob Uecker, with great stories, some great calls, and the great times they shared together in the booth for a little over a decade. And now Pat is the radio broadcast play-by-play man for the Chicago Cubs. He's been doing that for 30 years.
Wow.
Which I guess shows you how old I am. Pat Hughes joins us on the line right now. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Greg, I'm chuckling listening to that. Hi, Jessica. Thank you for having me on, but your story about listening in bed to the transistor radio and trying not to have it loud enough so mom and dad can't hear it, and yeah, that brings back a lot of memories. I used to do the exact same thing, and I'm chuckling because now you're talking about me being one of the voices. It's kind of surreal.
So, Pat, I imagine some people will listen to this CD, and I think this could be a great Christmas gift, too, for all the Brewers fans out there. Will people chuckle to, I mean, Bob, that was part of his charm, right? I mean, he had so many of us in stitches just laughing. What exactly is on this tribute CD?
A lot of laughter, Jessica. Thank you for asking. It was put together back in 07 as part of my Baseball Voices series, but I interviewed Bob, and he loved it, and I'll just read some of the tracks to you. One is called Stand Up, Stand Out, about his stand-up comedy career. Get Up and Get Out of Here, the story of his home run call and where that
nice.
Began. 1982, the World Series year for the Brewers. Light Beer from Miller, of course that has to be on the CD with some of the great moments from the light beer commercials. 1987, he and I were partners, and that was a very special year. Not a playoff year, but everything but. Paul Molitor had the 39-game hitting streak. The Brewers won their first 13 games of the year. Truly a memorable year. So we got some highlights from that. His speech in Cooperstown. You wanted laughter, Jessica? In Cooperstown, he did not have a single note in front of him. All ad-lib, and it was all nonstop comedy for like 15 minutes. It was part of his comedy routine. I realized he had done it before, but to do it in that setting, truly amazing. But you will laugh, I promise you. And there's a lot of Brewer highlights in there, too. So it's the mixture of baseball play-by-play and good times and just remembering. And I think this really is a good way to remember Bob on this CD with all the laughter.
You know, Pat, you were one of a long line of fantastic broadcasters to sit next to Bob Uecker. At what point did you know what you were getting yourself into sitting next to Bob? And I mean that in the most endearing way possible, right? He is Milwaukee. He's part of the fabric of this state. He's really part of the fabric of Major League Baseball. He was a Hollywood star and really at the height of his powers when doing games with you.
Well, that's a good question. Before I forget, I was mentioning the tracks on the CD. If anyone is interested in purchasing it, please go to baseballvoices.com, baseballvoices.com, and look for the Bob Uecker CD entitled, appropriately, Mr. Baseball. But what was I getting into? I was just so happy to be a big league baseball announcer. I wanted to be a player like so many of us, but then you get reality kicking in at about the age of 17 or 18, and you think, I'm not going to be a big league ball player or an NBA point guard or a quarterback in the NFL. So what would be the next best way to stay involved in sports and try to make a living out of it? I thought maybe umpiring or refereeing or possibly being in a front office job, but I really wanted to try play-by-play, knowing that the odds were overwhelmingly against you succeeding, but I was lucky enough to make it, and I stayed a big league announcer now for 43 years, and I thank Bob Uecker because I learned more baseball from him, and that's essential to being a successful big league play-by-play announcer. You have to know the game and understand the game because you're going to be working with players, interviewing players virtually every single day, so I always thanked him for teaching me more about the game. In fact, the day that I got the call from Cooperstown, about a half hour later, I get a call from Bob. He and his wife, Judy, are driving in the car in Arizona, and they say, hey, congratulations, we're happy about you going into the Hall of Fame. And I said, Bob, thank you, but I think I learned more baseball from you than anybody else. He kind of chuckled for a minute, and he said, I probably should have learned the game myself before I tried teaching it to you. But that was him. That was typical him. And I just, you know, think he was extremely important to my life and certainly to my career.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, because I was going to ask you, I imagine in your line of work, being the Cubs announcer, that a lot of people say, I have learned from Pat Hughes. So I was curious what you learned from Bob, and you just answered that. Also, what inspired you, Pat, to honor Bob in this way?
Well, it was part of my series. It's a series called Baseball Voices. It's a commemorative audio tribute to baseball's greatest announcers. And he was about third or fourth on the list. I'll tell you why, Jessica. I used to receive, as the two of you undoubtedly do, you receive books and CDs and albums and other. We used to receive cassettes. I know those are not in vogue anymore. But I would listen to these things, and they were good. But it occurred to me that nobody who had ever actually been a big league announcer had ever put one of these together. And I thought, let me try it. I have time off in the off season. So that's how it really all began. And I the first two I put out were Jack Buck and Harry Carey. I worked with Harry for a couple of years in Chicago, and it was a lot of fun. And that fall, it was the fall of 2006, the Cardinals won the World Series. So both Cardinal announcers were the first two that went out. I was very lucky. And it sold a ton of CDs in that first year, and I was on my way. And Bob was, I think, third or fourth, and that came a year or two later. And I've put together 17 of those over the years. BaseballVoices.com.
Well, check out that website. Always great to talk about the wonderful Bob Uecker. We certainly miss him. I know you do too, Pat. Every time you come to the ballpark, something's missing, right? And we talked about that the other night on the phone. One of those indelible personalities that will always be honored and remembered.
And Pat, before I let you go, some people are hearing a CD and thinking, I don't have a CD player anymore, but I want this. I want to hear this. Is it available to purchase as a download?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to talk to my engineer/producer. It should be. It certainly should be. And I don't know what happened to CDs. I thought they were very useful and easy, but you're right. A lot of people and they stream a lot of their stuff. And I still don't know how they listen these days, but that's a good question. I'm not sure of the answer, and I should make it available in a streaming platform, right?
Well, check out BaseballVoices.com. You can see the full collection here. But Mr. Baseball is something that Brewers fans will most certainly want to get their hands on. Pat, it's always great to catch up and talk to you. Hope to see you at the ballpark here, or maybe even in a spring training. We'll stop by in Arizona. It'd be great to see you down there.
Sounds good. Greg and Jessica, thank you for your time, and thanks for letting me talk about Baseball Voices.
You
love
bet.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat Hughes, part of the soundtrack to Summer, along with Bob Uecker from 1984 to 1995. Been at the Cubs for 30 years. That is amazing in its of itself. One of the good guys here in baseball. It is 1245 on WTMJ. Frank and Jessica, Wisconsin's Midday News, broadcasting live from Campco Metal Stamping, part of our Kids to Kids Toy Drive 20th anniversary. Pretty amazing stuff. And so many volunteers in the community go into making this what it is. So many of our WTMJ fans and listeners go into making this is what it is. And it is what it sounds like. It's a toy drive trying to give back to those in the community maybe looking for a fortunate time this holiday season. Richard Miner joining us here from Capco Metal Stamping. Official title, new product and quality manager. I think you need to add seasonal toy wrangler to your list. I don't know if it fits on a business card, but that would seem appropriate.
Yeah, not to mention volunteers, right? Pulling in all these volunteers, cat herder kind of thing, toy wrangler. I'm good with that.
One of Santa's elves as well. You've been here for so long, Rich. This is the 20th anniversary for Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. How have you seen this change and just get bigger over the years?
Yeah, we really started it from Capco Corporate and lining the hallways and offices. Our desks were piled with toys when we started collecting and whatnot. So I've seen it grow from toy counts, from other companies involved, from Capco's involvement. And we've moved into this facility, the KCHP facility, and been able to grow it even more. More space, more room for toys and more volunteers.
So knowing Jim, he built this base just for the toy drive to be the proper housing for it. You know, I go back to when this started with Jonathan Green. At the time it started, I was the producer for the greenhouse, and he had this idea, and he brought it to light. And every year it grew and grew and grew. There was a festival of lights out here on the grounds at Capco. There were live reindeer, for goodness sake. Anything Capco gets behind, it's always done with so much class and thought, but it also brings in the community. That was another thing I found really interesting, Rich, is that the schools were involved and local volunteers, high school kids, elementary school kids, the families and businesses. It really is everyone.
Yeah, local schools, local businesses. Like you say, today we've had dozens of businesses local and whatnot stop by, drop off toys that we count, put out in the facility and organize, and it's been fantastic. So big showing out today.
When you walk in here, it's just unbelievable. You've got the Christmas tree up and the decorations, but there are toys everywhere and in every room. I mean, looking out right now, we see the basketballs and the Little Tykes toys, and you've got the dolls and the Nerf balls and everything. What are you doing today to organize this and to make sure everything is ready for the big day when the kids who need it so most get those gifts?
So essentially, the last few days, right, we've been collecting, gathering these toys. Each of the toys gets put in a certain area. Come the event tomorrow, we're going to add to it, and we're going to have a ton of toys to gather up on Sunday. Sunday really is the day that we disperse the toys to local charities, groups, churches, organizations that have deemed counts that they need for toys. So we'll gather those up, and they'll come in and pick them up on Sunday.
Well, people can drop off toys. If you're listening to this broadcast, you're in the area near Grafton or in Grafton, stop by Capco Metal Stamping, and you'll see all the signs. You'll see where we are, and you can drop off a toy. Just drive on by, stop on by, unwrapped, unused toy, drop it off, and it'll be added to the pile. Let's go through some of the details of the event tomorrow. 3 to 7, it is the celebration of giving. What do people need to know?
Essentially, right, we are going to have hot dogs, free hot dogs, hot chocolate, outdoor activities. Even though it's going to be a little bit cooler this weekend, we'll have the s'mores fires going and make sure people can enjoy outside with the lights and music going. We'll also have festivities inside. Choruses, local high schools, bands will come in and play music for us internally. Not to mention dropping off the toys, right? Come in, drop off a toy, take a tour, walk around, admire the rest of the toys that are out there. I don't mind at all digging through the toys and seeing what's new for this year.
We are hardy Wisconsinites, so it Absolutely. Is going to be cold, but our message here on Midday is bundle up and just be careful. Come on out, have a lot of fun. There's going to be so much to celebrate. You have three kids of your own, too, and as you've been here for 15 years at Capco, what have you realized about the need? Because I wish there was not this need in the community, but there is. In some years, and this is a year that families are struggling. I mean, some families are struggling to put food on their tables. And I think getting a toy is not only a huge deal for a kid in need on the holidays, but also provides some relief for the parents who might not be able to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of families out there that certainly need a little bit of extra support, right? And that's what we hope to provide with this. This initiative is bringing in some toys that we can help out the families, not to mention, right, getting the kids a little bit of something under the tree is certainly a nice little thing for them, but really trying to help out the community, people around this area, southeastern Wisconsin, right, and provide some assistance for them.
Well, for the last month or so, we've been collecting the toys. You mentioned the event on Sunday to disperse the toys, and that really brings in some of the rewarding nature of the entire thing, right? To see that smile, to see a kid beam because of something they received that maybe ordinarily they wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, right, to be able to do that. Some are fortunate enough, right, to be able to donate the toys and give a little bit extra this time of year especially. Things can be a little bit tight. So, right, if we can help out those families and make sure that there's something for them to put under the tree for the kids, that's special to a lot of us that help out and support.
So this is the home stretch. I feel like we should put a challenge out there. Do you guys want to put a challenge out for people? Like,
sure.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to, if you went to Brookfield East High School, my old high school, I'm going to challenge you to come out and give toys. Or how about anybody who's in my downtown area in Milwaukee, like in my condo building, putting out the challenge to you to help the Kids to Kids toy drive here at Campco 20th anniversary.
It's an easy drive up 43 and they can come on
there you
up
go.
And drop them off.
Okay, Greg, well, challenge, Rich, challenge.
Yeah, my challenge is if you went to school at any level, at any level in your
that's
life,
a good one.
If you attended school, please, if you can, stop by and drop off a toy here throughout the course of the day today. We'll have people here till 6 o'clock, and we're not going to turn you away, right? Obviously, we want as many people to donate as possible. Big dispersion event on Sunday, so you want to get those toys in. Can we set a deadline for by 7 o'clock tomorrow? Is that okay to give people a little bit of time?
7 o'clock, and if you can't make that one, I'll give you my phone number. You call me.
There you
go. We'll make sure we get those toys.
Rich Miner has spent 15 years at Capco and going strong here. New product and quality manager and so much more, especially come this time of the season. Thanks for your time, Rich, and all that
you do, Rich,
to make this a success.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the support, guys.
Great to have you on. Rich Miner joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. We'll step aside here. 1 o'clock news is coming up after this on WTMJ.